हरे कृष्णा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Rama Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोकी भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। युधिष्ठिर उवाच अपि स्मरथ नो युष्मत् पक्षछाया समेधितान् विपद्गणाद्विषाज्ञादेर् मोचिता यत्समात्रकाः। युधिष्ठिरुवाच अपि स्मरथ नो युष्मत् पक्षछाया समेधितान् विपद्गणाद्विषाज्ञादेर् मोचिता यत्समात्रकाः। युधिष्ठिर उवाच अपि स्मरथ नो युष्मत् पक्षछाया समेधितान् विपद्गणाद्विषाज्ञादेर् मोचिता यत्समात्रकाः। युधिष्ठिर उवाच महाराज युधिष्ठिर सेड अपि वेद स्मरथ यू रिमेम्बर नह अस युष्मत् फ्रॉम यू पक्ष पार्शियलिटी टुवर्ड्स अस लाइक द विंग्स ऑफ अ बर्ड छाया प्रोटेक्शन समेधितान ही हु वर ब्रॉट अप बाय यू विपद्गणात फ्रॉम वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ कैलामिटीज विष by administration of poison. Agniyadehe, by setting on fire. Mochitaha, released from. Yat, what you have done. Sa, along with. Matrikaha, our mother. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Yudhishthir said, "My uncle, do you remember how you always protected us, along with our mother, from all sorts of calamities? Your partiality, like the wings of a bird, saved us from poisoning and arson." Purport. Due to Pandu's death at an early age, his minor children and widow were the object of special care by all the elderly members of the family, especially Bhishma Dev and Mahatma Vidur. Vidur was more or less partial to the Pandavas due to their political position, although Dhritarashtra was equally careful for the minor children of Maharaj Pandu. He was one of the intriguing parties who wanted to wash away the descendants of Pandu and replace them by raising his own sons to become the rulers of the kingdom. Mahatma Vidur could follow this intrigue of Dhritarashtra and company, and therefore, even though he was a faithful servitor of his elder brother Dhritarashtra, he did not like his political ambition for the sake of his own sons. He was therefore very careful about the protection of the Pandavas and their widow mother. Thus he was, so to speak, partial to the Pandavas, preferring them to the sons of Dhritarashtra, although both of them were equally affectionate in his ordinary eyes. He was equally affectionate to both the camps of nephews in the sense that he always chastised Duryodhan for his intriguing policy against his cousins. He always criticized his elder brother for his policy of encouragement to his sons, and at the same time he was always alert in giving special protection to the Pandavas. All these different activities of Vidur within the palace politics made him well known as partial to the Pandavas. Maharaj Yudhishthir has referred to the past history of Vidur because his going away from home for a prolonged pilgrim's journey, Maharaj Yudhishthir reminded him that he was equally kind and partial to his grown-up nephews. Even after the Battle of Kurukshetra, a great family disaster. Before the Battle of Kurukshetra, Dhritarashtra's policy was peaceful annihilation of his nephews, and therefore he ordered Purochan to build a house at Varanavat. And when the building was finished, Dhritarashtra desired that his brother's family live there for some time. When the Pandavas were going there in the presence of all the members of the royal family, Vidur tactfully gave instructions to the Pandavas about the future plan of Dhritarashtra. This is specially described in the Mahabharata Adi Parva 114. He indirectly hinted that a weapon not made of steel or any other material element can be more than sharp to kill an enemy, and he who knows this is never killed. That is to say, he hinted that the party of the Pandavas was being sent to Varanavat to be killed, and thus he warned Yudhishthir to be very careful in their new residential palace. He also gave indications of fire and said that fire cannot extinguish the soul but can annihilate the material body, but one who protects the soul can live. Kunti could not follow such indirect conversations between Maharaj Yudhishthir and Vidur, and thus when she inquired from her son about the purport of the conversation, Yudhishthir replied that from the talks of Vidur, it was understood that there was a hint of fire in the house where they were proceeding. Later on, Vidur came in disguise to the Pandavas and informed them that the housekeeper was going to set fire to the house on the 14th night of the waning moon. It was an intrigue of Dhritarashtra that the Pandavas might
die altogether with their mother. And by his warning, the Pandavas escaped through a tunnel underneath the earth, so that their escape was also unknown to Dhritarashtra, so much so that after setting the fire, the Kauravas were so certain of the death of the Pandavas that Dhritarashtra performed the last rites of death with great cheerfulness. And during the mourning period, all the members of the palace became overwhelmed with lamentation. But Vidur did not become so, because of his knowledge that the Pandavas were alive somewhere. There are many such instances of calamities, and in each of them, Vidur gave protection to the Pandavas on one hand, and on the other, he tried to restrain his brother Dhritarashtra from such intriguing policies. Therefore, he was always partial to the Pandavas, just as a bird protects its eggs by its wing.
Om Ajnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande ham Shri Guru, Shri Uta Pada Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Rishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Maharaj Yudhishthir said, My uncle, do you remember how you always protected us, along with our mother, from all sorts of calamities? Your partiality, like the wings of a bird, saved us from poisoning and arson. Hare Krishna. So Yudhishthir Uvacha, Yudhishthir is speaking this verse to Vidur. He's especially using this word Pakshachaya. So Pakshin in Sanskrit means a bird, and especially it means the possessor of wings. Paksh in Sanskrit means wing, Pakshin means one who possesses wings, like Dandin, one who possesses a danda. Sannyasis are known as Dandin, or for that matter, Yogin. These are the mool shabdas of Sanskrit. And so Pakshin means one who possesses wings. And Paksha Chhaya means giving protection under the wing, which is also an English phrase when we say that he took me under his wing, which means that he sheltered me, he guided me, like that. But we can see from the Shastras that this phrase has been used thousands of years ago. Yeah, so it's not unique to English. It is actually originally a Sanskrit phrase. And it's interesting to note that this example is so appropriate, because if you study the animal behavior, especially birds, they tend to protect their young ones till they are young. But as they grow up, they forget about them. It's typical of animal kingdom, especially birds. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is using this phrase for Vidur, because Vidur, he protected the Pandavas when they were young. But then he left. He abandoned the kingdom, went on pilgrimage before the war, and came back after about 35, 36 years. And Yudhishthir didn't know whether he has come to stay or he's about to leave again. So out of sadness and out of love and separation for Vidur, his mama, his uncle, he's saying these words that, is it that you have just protected us when we were children and now you have abandoned us? Just like a bird protects its children when they are young only, and when they grow up, you forget about us. Have you forgotten us? So that is the full context, how beautifully explained by our acharyas, and that it seems that you have abandoned us, and that's why you have left us. But we are so fortunate that you are here again, and we hope that you don't leave, because Yudhishthir Maharaj is foreseeing or anticipating that what Vidur would say, that no, I have to go on pilgrimage. You see, attached people, we are all grihasthis, we are all living in, you know, family life in amidst opulences, and it is good for our spiritual life to visit holy places. You know, Vidur may give that argument when Yudhishthir Maharaj said that, why did you abandon us? So Vidur would say that, well, it is a duty of every elder member of the family to get purified by visiting holy places. It is said that yada tirthatanam kurvan shat janma tapah parah tada satsangam etyashu shri krishnam prapnuyam naraha. That when you perform a lot of tirthyatra, tirthatanam kurvan and shat janma tapah parah, and 100 lives you perform austerities, then you get the association of Krishna's devotees. And or rather, should we say that we begin to appreciate the association of Krishna's devotees. Tada satsangam etyashu shri krishnam prapnuyam naraha. And then by the association of devotees only can you attain Krishna. So that would be Vidur's explanation, that I went on pilgrimage. No one can argue with that. Yes, that's a fantastic excuse that even Balaram took when he didn't want to fight And Vidura, certainly, because he was pledged to the Kaurav kingdom, he was the prime minister, he was an advisor to the king, he couldn't raise his weapons against the Pandavas. It was just impossible for him. But on the pretext of spiritual practices, he left. Nobody can argue with that. Yes. So then again, and the forthcoming verses, Yudhishthir Maharaj will say the very, very famous verse, you know, where he says that Bhavad Vida Bhagavata Stirta Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swanta Stena Gada Vrithaha. That what need is there for you to go on pilgrimage, because you yourself are a holy man, you are a liberated soul. In fact, wherever you go, that becomes a holy place. So is there a need for people like you to go on pilgrimage? No need. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Bahu Tirthera Brahman Keva Manera Brahm. If someone thinks that simply going on pilgrimage from one place to another, I mean, whenever you call, Prabhu, where are you? I mean, Jagannath Puri. Prabhu, where are you? I'm in Vrindavan. Prabhu, where are you? I'm in Mayapur. Prabhu, where are you? I'm in Tirupati. Prabhu, where are you? I'm in Kanchipuram. Prabhu, where are you? I'm in Jagannath Chardam. Prabhu, where are you? I'm in... India is a land of holy places. You know, so many holy places. Every 200 kilometers you go, there's a holy place. Fortunately, I had this opportunity to go to ISKCON Pachora. I was invited there for giving a Janmashtami program. And... So first I thought it was Pachora. When I reached there, then devotees told me it's not Pachora, it is Pachora. So when I was trying to connect, what is Pachora? So then somebody said, because the Pandavas came here, so therefore it became Pachora. Okay, that stuck in my mind. Every 200 kilometers you go, there's a holy place. But still, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Bahutirthera Brahm Kevala Manera Brahm. When you overdo even tirtha, that becomes simply a mental concoction, mental speculation, to think that you will make spiritual advancement simply by, you know, traveling. No, it doesn't happen like that. You have to sit, be stable also. If you go to a holy place, you know, people just hopping around one place, second, third, fourth, fifth. No, but stay in one place and absorb the vibration and just chant Hare Krishna, you know, that way. So he's saying, what use is for you to go any place else, because you are a pure devotee. You readily make holy places. So therefore, please, you don't go. There is no need for you to go. Please stay with us. So this is the love of Yudhishthir Maharaj for Vidur. Despite being the emperor of the world, he cared so much for his family. Unlike, you see, the Duryodhan, we see in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Madarthe Tyakt Jivitaha. That these people who have assembled here for fighting are willing to give up their lives for me. He shamelessly was ready to lay down the lives of his own family members for the sake of kingdom, property. How wicked, how self-centered. People didn't matter for him. Only wealth, inheritance. And that's the, I think, the buzzword everywhere. This is Kali Yuga, in every house, ghar ghar ki kahani. Bhaiyon ka paisa le lo aur apne bachchon ko de do. Take the property of your brothers and give it to your children. And you expect your children to flourish and be happy in life? Well, that's not going to happen. But that's what is the state of Dhritarashtra, who was trying to exploit his brother of everything practically and give it to his children. And this is the illusion and this is the fallacy of material attachments. So, here in this verse we can see that Yudhishthir is telling Vidur that you protected us, and not just us, you protected our mother from certain death. Now, this Kali Yuga, it's not uncommon to hear that some women is raped and then murdered, and you know, it's so common these days. But in those days, this was Dwapar Yuga. For children to be killed or for women to be killed was very, very unheard of. Yes. So, but still, there were such cases. We can see even Janmashtami discussing Kansa. Yes. Kansa was about to kill his own sister in the presence of thousands of people. Thousands of people. In fact, in that description, where Kansa takes on the reins of his chariot, you know, to drive Vasudeva and Devaki. Description of how many chariots were there. Hundreds and thousands of chariots. So you can anticipate how many people were standing there. Lakhs, probably millions of people were standing. It was a huge, high-profile wedding. Like you hear of, you know, modern weddings today. So much of, you know, all on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere, flashing news that, oh, so many crores were spent. And obviously, you know, so many people attend, and it's all over the world. And, you know, and in the presence of everybody there, Kansa is holding the hair of his sister, just about to, you know, slit her throat. Goes to show what, how shameless he had become because of greed, because of moha for life and moha for material things. And so here is again another example of Dhritarashtra, who was so, had glided down to such levels of degradation and shamelessness that he didn't hesitate even to kill children and even a woman. Because according to Vedas, women, children, cows, old men, never to be killed. Abadhyo. You know, any situation, no matter how sinful they may become, they are not to be put to death. So, here we can see that Vidur is back. And why is he back? Again. He is not like his brother. He is not like his brother. Even though his brother was wicked and cruel, but Vidur is back. Even though he was insulted. And this is not the first time he has left home. Even before, in Mahabharata, when they were tried to be killed, when the Pandavas, and somehow they escaped, as it is explained here, that they went underground, and at that time when they returned, when they understood that Pandavas were alive, then Drona and Bhishma and Vidur, they all suggested to Dhritarashtra that look what your son has done, has tried to kill them, but still by God's grace they have been protected. Now please call them back. And Dhritarashtra, okay, he agrees and he calls them back, and they advise him that give him half of the kingdom, make Yudhishthira the king. And okay, half of the kingdom was given. And then again, then Duryodhan says, I want to gamble with them. And then the gambling match was there. And then again, Draupadi was insulted. Again, Vidur stood up and he said, what is this going on? What is this going on? Stop this nonsense. And he was the prime minister, he was the advisor. And it was his duty to speak. But Dhritarashtra, basically, he was blind. But that was not such a bad thing. But the worst thing was, he was deaf also. You know, being blind is not as bad as being deaf. You know, in the sense that not physically deaf, but actually who didn't like to hear good advice. And that was his problem. And what use is a prime minister, what use is an advisor if the advice is not taken? You're just simply a puppet there, just, you know, taking up that position like an Utsav Murthy, doing nothing. You know, people like to become Utsav Murthys, you know. Sometimes that's the example here of Dhritarashtra, because that's his, then, you know, made Vidur and Utsav Murthy only. Just be there and we will take all your, you know, blessings, but we will do whatever we want to do. So it was enough for Vidur. Vidur never kept quiet. He was bold enough to speak the truth. And he said, no, what you're doing is wrong. Stop it. Stop this nonsense. What is this? How can you insult her in such a manner? And you looted everything. And that's enough is enough. And then, so they were banished into the forest. And Duryodhan said, "You son of a kept me, of a keep, you know, less than you're a Shudra. How dare you speak against us? And it's your low birth which is making you rebel against the very people who are feeding you. You bite the hand that feeds you. Get out of the palace." And Dhritarashtra said nothing to that. Vidur left the palace. He left and he followed the Pandavas. And then it was Bhishma and Drona who put some sense into Dhritarashtra. In fact, Dhritarashtra was also lamenting that, "Oh, this is not good, Vidur." And he was very morose, so he sent them and brought to Vidur back. And then again, then the, you know, the exile period, and then when they were back, the Pandavas then requested, Yudhishthira requested for their rightful share of their property, and then again the same thing, "No, we will not give you anything." And then again Vidur stood up defending the Pandavas. "How can you again do this?" Again and again, and then again he stood, and then this time again Duryodhan showered a barrage of insults. His words were like arrows entering into Vidur's ears to shatter his heart. And at that time Vidur said, "Enough is enough." He looked towards Dhritarashtra, waiting so that he may say something in chastisement of Duryodhan. But no, he just kept quiet. And so he said, "Enough is enough. Now I cannot take it anymore." And then he left, kept his, you know, weapon at the door of the palace and left. And only to return after the war was over, when all the sons of Dhritarashtra were killed. And still, shamelessly, Dhritarashtra continues to live at the mercy of the Pandavas whom he had schemed to kill. So, and every time Bhima would come, everybody would be respectful. Yudhishthir, Arjun and all were respectful generally of Dhritarashtra, but Bhima would often insult him, you know, say things within earshot of Dhritarashtra, saying that, you know, "With these hands I killed Duryodhan and the sons of Kauravas. Oh, how pleasurable it was. Now they are rotting in hell." And things like that, which Dhritarashtra would hear and Gandhari would hear, and they would feel very morose and despondent. But then, the Gandhari would think it is probably just the reaction for what our sons have done to them. Probably we deserve all these things. So they just kept quiet. And also because they were receiving so much of respect and so much of facilities from Yudhishthir, that they didn't feel the need to take up the matter to Yudhishthir to complain that, look what Bhima is doing. So living in this very unfavorable, demeaning atmosphere was highly, what would you say, detestable for an honorable Kshatriya. For one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death, as they say. And being Kshatriyas, it is very difficult to take insults. So he had glided down from the level of Kshatriyas, gone worse than a Shudra, in that sense, literally. And therefore Vidur came there and said, "You are living like a dog at the cost of someone whom you have betrayed, and that's not worthy of you. You know, where is your honor? So come with me." And that's why he has come back to redeem his brother, out of love for his brother. He was not like his brother. That's a devotee, in fact. That's Krishna consciousness. And that's quite natural, because he is Vidur and he is Yamaraj. His dharma, same as Yudhishthir. In fact, both of them are the same entity. In fact, there are descriptions that, you know, when Vidur went into the forest and gave up his body, and when Vidur went into the forest to give up his body, at that time, Yudhishthir went in search of him and found him lying unconscious or dying, and Vidur's soul left and entered into Yudhishthir's body. And at that time Yudhishthir was reminded, oh, we are the same entity. We are Yamaraj. We are. And Vidur was, as Yamaraj, cursed to become a Shudra. And that's why he was living a life of a human. But because he was Yamaraj, he was Dharmaraj, he was not having the viciousness, you know, which Dhritarashtra had. And out of his love, despite all that insults, he forgave him and he came back. And that is the nature of true love, that you learn to forgive. If you can't forgive, there can't be love. And in fact, forgiveness and is to actually be in knowledge. Because a devotee, there is no concept of forgiveness actually. You know, you say forgive, you know, in other traditions, they speak a lot about forgiveness. But in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness, in Sanatana Dharma, there is in one sense no that much significance of forgiveness. Because we do understand that whatever happens to us in our lives is only a result of our own actions. So even though Duryodhan was trying his best to insult him, Vidur saw it as destiny. Okay, it was my own karma. He held no vengeance. And that is why he could forgive. And when we forgive, actually we progress, you know, we pave the way for advancement. How can you be peaceful when you are holding grudges against people? Because that's the most important thing. As long as you think that somebody is responsible for our suffering, you will hold vengeance. And when you have vengeance, you can't be happy. The sight of that very person will make you miserable. His name, if someone speaks of him, will make you miserable. So therefore, to forgive and move on. Therefore in Ramayana it is said that Shama Danam Shama Satyam Shama Yagyaha Cha Putrika Shama Yagyaha Shama Dharmaha Shamayam Vishtitam Jagat Alankarohi Narinam Shama Cha Purushasiva. So it is an ornament for not just men, women, it's for everyone, for all kinds of people. That is the real beauty. The real test of a devotee is if he is forgiving. These words are spoken by Kushanab to his daughters, you know, when they were cursed by the wind god. So, told his daughters, forgive, forgive. That is the real dharma. And we can see this quality in Vidur, that he possessed this and therefore he loved his brother no matter how cruel he was to him. He came back, and as the scriptures say that a real family member, it is said that very famous verse, Guru nasasyat swajano nasasyat pita nasasyat janani nasasyat Pati nasasyat, Devam nasasyat, namochayet, samupetya, namrityum. That a man is, a person is not fit to be a guru or a family member or a father or a mother or a god or a husband or a wife if he does not, or if he cannot deliver his dependents from certain death, if he cannot show them the path of spirituality and Krishna consciousness. Yes. So here we can see this example that how Vidur is coming back, not to take anything, but to give. He has come to redeem his brother and extricate him from that miserable situation that he is in. And That's why he is here. And therefore, it is said, Vipad Ganad Vishagnyade Mochitayat Samakritaha. He is saying, Maharaj Yudhishthir said, my uncle, do you remember how you always protected us along with your mother? So now why is he here again? Because he has confidence that now if I speak, it will have impact. Why? Because he has completed the curse period. Because he was cursed as Yamaraj, for 100 years you will be Shudra, and 100 years have now elapsed. And now he is no longer. He was never a Shudra. In fact, to think that Vidur was a Shudra is wrong, because it is said that we should never see or never inquire about the caste of a devotee. Isn't it? Arche Vishnu Shiradhir Gurushu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Tirtha Padem Murti. It is said like the Narki Saha, one who is thinks that Arche Vishnu, that the form of the Lord made out of stone or, you know, whatever, any form of the Lord is actually stone. Arche Vishnu Shiladhi Gurushu Naramati, or one who considers his guru to be an ordinary person, an ordinary human being. I am eating, he is eating, I am sleeping, he is sleeping. So, Gurushu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi, or to think that a devotee is of this particular caste, he's a Brahmin or he's a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or Shudra. Naraki Saha. So he is actually a resident of hell, or he actually deserves to be in hell. So he was not. But the history goes that there was this Rishi, yes, Ani Mandavya Rishi. Ani Mandavya Rishi. So he was a Rishi who was doing tapasya in his ashram, and some dacoits, they had stolen something, the property of the state, and they hid it in his hermitage. The soldiers of the king came searching for the thieves, and they caught the thieves. They found the treasure in this Mandavya Rishi's ashram, and they unknowingly, accidentally, out of mistake, they even arrested him. The king gave death sentence to all the offenders. Now all the criminals were, you know, a spike was put into their bodies, and death punishment was given. So all the offenders were dead, but this Mandavya Rishi was still holding on to his life air, because he was a tapasvi, great Rishi. So all the other Rishis came in the form of birds and trying to pacify him in that miserable situation. And the king, seeing this, that this man is not dying despite a rod being pricked, you know, through and through, you know, from his bottom up to his head, and he was still surviving, was shocking to him. Understood that he is some great yogi, and immediately released him and fell at his feet. Said, please forgive us, please forgive us. But he was a great Rishi, he understood that that was not his fault, it was his own karma. So he moved on. Eventually, in due course of time, he met Yamaraj, and he asked him that, what sin did I do that I had to suffer such a punishment? So then Yamaraj said, in your childhood, you had pricked an insect or a bird with a thorn, and you had inflicted pain. For that you had to suffer. And then Mandavya said, I was a child. And the rule is that up to the age of 12, a child is not held responsible for any sins. So why did I have to suffer for this? You have acted like a Shudra, so become a Shudra, and for 100 years. And so that's how he becomes a Shudra. And well, so now that Shudra period is over, and now he is qualified to give Brahma Gyan. And now his words will take effect, impact. Because naturally, you know, in the Vedic system, everybody was supposed to do their own duties. If you are a Brahmin, then you teach. You be a priest. You know, you teach Dhanurvidya, Kshatriyas would fight, they would manage, and Avaishyas would, you know, protect cows, and they would provide, you know, facilities and things like that with their money and things like that. And the Shudras would be just obedient servants. Yes, and each one was supposed to do their own duty. Brahmins had the right to teach, but they did not have the right to fight. They could not raise weapons to, they couldn't participate in war. And Kshatriyas also, they could not become teachers. They could practice, they could fight, but they would never become priests and so on and so forth. You know, that division was maintained in the Vedic system in those days. Yes? But of course, these days everybody is doing everything else. What was that? Once there was a naming ceremony, and you know, the Jyotishi came and he was asked that bachcha kya banega, batao bachcha kya banega. So then the astrologer said, uske samne Gita rakho, or things were kept, some articles were kept like that, something. So money was kept, and you know, something was, some wine was kept, and Gita was kept. So if the child goes towards Gita, ye pracharak banega. If he goes towards the money, ye businessman banega. If he goes towards something else, like that. So they were seeing where this child goes. So they left the child, and a small child crawled towards first the Gita. So ye pracharak banega. And after some time he went to the money side, and he picked up the money also. He said, "Are ye kya?" And then after some time he went to that wine also, and he wanted to taste the wine also. So then they all looked at the astrologer. "Ab ye kya banega?" He said, "Ye politician banega." Politician, but and believe me, I was there in no offense to anybody, but I was there giving the Janmashtami talk, and in the middle of the talk, I was told to please, you know, stop the talk, and somebody came, and okay, he was received very well, and mala wala and all that, and they were given special, garland Jagannath ji, okay, garland the speaker also. And can you believe, the katha had to be stopped for this gentleman, because he was a politician. But there are good politicians, there are some nasty ones also, not all politicians are bad, certainly. But however, you know, and they the mic was given to them. "Abhi kuch boliye," and bam, and they speak like, you know, everybody is spellbound, the edge of their seats. They are good speakers. They can do, in fact, everything pretty well. So, you know, they are good managers, they are everything. But that's not, Vedic system means, okay, you do one thing. How can you speak when you are managing? Your head will go crazy. You are goal-oriented, you are having this, you get angry and things like that. You know, and how can you manage when you are in Satvagun, and you are, like, you know, reading scriptures, and you are a teacher, and it's very difficult to do. You know, you can do only one dharma at a time. How can you do all dharmas at one time? You do one thing. How can you do everything? If you're doing everything, that means either you are pure devotee, or you are only a pure devotee can do these things. Anything, yeah. And in fact, you know, a devotee will not think, "What is he doing? What is he, a Brahma Kshatriya?" He'll do anything, because he's, like Jayadrath Maharaj once said, that if you change the bulb in your house, you don't become a Shudra. You change the bulb of your house, you don't become a Shudra. Because it's your own house. So for a devotee who is living, obviously, in Krishna service, then naturally, if you are on that level, then you will think anything is okay. Whatever is the need for the Lord, I will do. Yeah, but still, the principle remains, and we can learn from that and keep ourselves protected, just in case we are not on that level. And so now Vidur is thinking that, "Now I think my words will be..." And whatever, he comes back to speak Brahma Gyan in order to deliver his brother from the material situation and take him into the forest for spiritual perfection by engaging in the process of Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.